Christine Harbin Hansen, National Issues Manager for Americans for Prosperity, joins us. Several policy issues facing Congress and Americans. The EPA has continued its power grab as hearings are held across the country on its proposed regulations on existing power plants. Good morning, Christine. How are you today?
Good morning, Dan. Great to be with you.
You as well. Thank you so much. Christine, I have an issue with any government agency trying to overstep its bounds or make itself bigger and more important than it actually is. It seems the EPA is trying to make things difficult, which could make things very difficult for us here in Michigan.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to frame this.
And we're having a little bit.
An alarming level of federal overreach. Really what we're seeing is the EPA telling states that they have to by 30% have a huge
Okay, I think we're having a little trouble with the phones here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show. Christine Harbin Hansen, we're going to try and get her back on here in just a moment. It seems the EPA is reaching out. Christine, are you still with us? Okay, we're going to try and recall her here in just a couple of seconds. So, again, EPA overreaching what it would seem to be its boundaries. Putting in some regulations against existing power plants, some new regulations, some things that could make things difficult, switching, converting, and also maybe affecting the shutdown of some businesses, some of the power plants here in Michigan. And we're going to, again, try and reconnect with Christine here in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we're going to move to another story here. Yesterday, a man in Manhattan driving a bus plowed into a group of people, a person whose license has been suspended 20 times, yet he still continues to drive a bus, suspended yesterday again after that incident. So very interesting stuff. We saw that on the news yesterday, and prosecutors say they're deferring a decision to the driver of a sightseeing bus that plowed into the Times Square Plaza, citing preliminary drug and alcohol tests that came back negative. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said that they would be looking more into this. Now we're back with Christine Harbin Hansen. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Duran. Great to be back with you.
Sorry about that. Let's get back to the task at hand here. EPA, another power grab by them.
That's exactly right. That's the right way to frame this. What we're seeing with the new rules coming from President Obama's EPA is really a stranglehold on the state's energy sector. And this is going to have a huge impact on job creation, on energy costs in the state, for very little environmental benefit. So what we're seeing here is states are going to have about a year to figure out how to implement these new rules. But this is going to be a very difficult thing for states.
Christine Harbin Hansen joins us here. She is the National Issues Manager for Americans for Prosperity. Christine, what are some of the things they want to impose on our existing power plants?
What these new rules do is it sets a reduction goal for carbon intensity. So what that means is that it says that power plants in the state are going to have to retrofit or shut down entirely. And what this is, these rules, what they do is they nudge energy utilities to buy a greater percentage of their electricity from renewable sources, from President Obama's preferred sources. So we're going to see what this mandate will do will shift even more energy away from conventional sources towards more expensive ones like wind and solar. And that's going to be make energy bills go up.
Christine, the thing, when I look at this, when I hear things like this, I think the president has a very difficult time trying to figure out what type of president his legacy is going to leave. Does he want to be the green president? Does he want to be the healthcare president? And with his EPA now wanting to impose these regulations and these changes, it's very confusing.
I agree. And I think one of the things that we do see is, you know, President Obama has a year and a half left in his presidency. What we see is, in his most recent actions is trying to set a legacy, and it appears that a major part of his legacy will be his energy plan. So, you know, this is something that we've seen is very consistent across, you know, his time in office. What we've seen is, you know, support for these, you know, energy, these loan guarantees that fund energy boondoggles. We see a lot of federal incentives for wind and solar, like the production tax credit. These programs are all working together to be one huge handout for green energy. And it's really disappointing because federal taxpayers are forced to pay for it.
With his previous blunders, can we not see this coming? It appalls me.
Yeah, it is, there are people who are closely watching Washington. This really is unsurprising. Also, there is, you know, what we've seen is a series of rules coming out of the EPA. Because previous to these new ones on power plant rules, we saw one on new source performance standards, which is just a really wonky way of talking about, some other rules that are on conventional power plants. So this is making what is already affordable energy even more expensive, and it's going to have a really difficult strain on household budgets and also budgets for businesses, because when the price of electricity rises, the price of everything else goes up as well. So this is something that's really alarming, and Americans for Prosperity were really focused on it.
Well, Christine Harbin-Hanson, we appreciate you keeping an eye on the EPA and what's going on here. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but again, very happy to have you here, Christine Harbin-Hanson.